392, request of Scott Fernandez to address council regarding future of Portland water.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm here today to discuss the open reservoirs and retaining them for their public health benefit. It's important that we retain them over the long term because of the benefits that they've provided over the last 100 years that I'll outline very quickly. When the EPA told Senator Schumer when he was defending his Hillview Reservoir that science would be the would drive the ultimate decision-making process, we agreed with that because science has been the thing that we knew all along that would help us understand the benefits of these open reservoirs and the Bull Run system. Over the last few months, I have been writing a detailed paper on the benefits of the open reservoirs and the science and the scientific principles behind what they give us in water quality. And that's what I'm talking about today. Unfortunately, over the years, the Water Bureau has not utilized the scientific principles of the public health benefits of the open reservoirs that we see today. And that's shown by a paper that was written by me about 2004 during the independent review panel that showed the public health benefits of these open reservoirs. And the three scientific principles that I'm encouraging you to understand is that the first one is the physics, and then the second one is the chemistry and the microbiology of these open reservoirs as they are today, in deep contrast to the covered reservoirs that don't have the principles that the open reservoirs do. The physics of the open reservoirs provide sunlight that diminishes the nitrification process and breaks down other chemicals. The chemistry principle allows for safe and effective vaporization of gases that come through the system like we see with the disinfection byproduct chloroform and radon that we will see when we use the Columbia South Shore well field. And then thirdly, the microbiology of the oxygen-loving bacteria that break down disinfection byproducts like haloacetic acids. And that's all explained in the copy I'm going to give to Carl there tonight or in just a minute. And it's in detail, and it will be on my website, bullrunwaiver.org, tomorrow. So these three important points, stop contaminants from the open reservoirs getting into the distribution system, because the open reservoirs break these contaminants down. And that's a key principle that the covered reservoirs do not do biologically. So if you close to a closed system, these contaminants will end up in our schools, businesses, and our workplaces, and in the water and the air. So I'm asking you to stop the disconnection process at this point and have a discussion with the community about the scientific principles that benefit us in public health through these open reservoirs and keep them open and well-maintained and save yourself some money in the parks and in the Water Bureau that we don't need to spend to disconnect these and destroy parts of the Mount Tabor Reservoir area. So I will give these to Carla, and these will be available for you tomorrow.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.